811 before you dig. It's the law and it's free. Whether you're planting a garden or installing that dream patio, make sure to dial 811, your ticket to a safe and worry-free project. Fort Hill Natural Gas supports and recognizes safe digging practices. Your safety is their priority. Dig smart, dig safe. Call 811 before you dig. Brought to you by Fort Hill Natural Gas, where safety meets satisfaction.
What's up, everybody? Sam Jones here. Join the Landman, Landon Harbin, and Nick Costello live this Friday night at 7 p.m. for the Tri-County Technical College High School Football Game of the Week presented by Ingalls. This week, the Roar will be at TL Anna High School as the Jackets play host to the nearby Easley Green Wave. Listen live here on the Roar, where every day is game day.
Tell me you're lying to me. Tell me you are.
I'm not lying.
Tell me you're lying. Are not going to do that.
I'm warning you.
They are not going to do that Halloween thing down here in the center easily again, are they?
Yeah, I think that's where they do it, though.
Yeah. Don't you remember what happened last year? What happened last year is I said I had people run right out in front of me in the dark, including little kids, run right out in front of me. And I said, the whole thing is a cluster blank. And you just don't have enough. You don't have enough presence down there, and it's just too dangerous. And then remember, somebody got hit.
Yeah, somebody called and said somebody.
Right, somebody got hit. I think a kid and a mom or something. They got hit down there. It's a nice plan. It's a bad place to do it. It just is. It's a bad place to do it. So in other words, I have no idea at what time I'll get home. Is that it? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Well,
yeah, thanks for nothing. I don't know. I mean, can't you find like a nice farm location on the outskirts of town? I mean, seriously, can you find, isn't there a place like that? You can run that thing as opposed to, you know, having a bunch of little kids running all over in total darkness in a high traffic area. I don't know. I guess it's just me and the people who were hit last year. Let me give you something on this on the Liberty Hall Bed and Breakfast. I am looking at the Google review summary, Ramona, for Liberty Hall Bed and Breakfast. There are 200. I have seen some things in my life when I have never seen this before. There are 264 reviews, Ramona, on Google for Liberty Hall Bed and Breakfast. The average review, 5.0. That's not possible.
That is possible when you're good.
No, it's not. I've never seen it before, ever. I've never seen 5.0 before, ever. Because there are always people, Ramona, who live to be unhappy. And you can never satisfy anybody. But 264 people on the Google review summary in TripAdvisor. TripAdvisor, it's 5 out of 5. TripAdvisor, it's 5 out of 5 with 25 reviews. The Google review summary, 264 reviews. I'm looking right at it, 5.0. This is what you have a chance to enjoy. And you get all sorts of bonus, and you contribute into a great cause. So please, let's go with this. Liberty Hall Bed and Breakfast, we're at $500. That's not close to where we should be on this. And again, we have you get a $100 gift card for the 1826 restaurant, too. So, I mean, it's as set up as can be. Two nights, what an opportunity. Somebody get in on this and make it your own. It would be unbelievable. Texas said there's a nice football field at Easley High School for the event. There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
You're right about that.
That makes perfect sense. Texter 376 is a friggin' genius. He just solved the whole deal. Move it to the football field. Exactly right. Everybody stay safe. You know, that type of thing. I'm just telling you, when I went through there last year, it was a mess. Now, again, maybe they have some new plan, but it was a mess. There were kids everywhere. I mean, everywhere, crossing streets in total darkness, you know, coming out from behind cars that are parked there. There was just no way to police all that. There just wasn't. You could have had 100 officers there, and there still wouldn't have been a way to police all that. That's what I saw last year, and then someone called me right after that and said, Walt, two people just got hit. It's exactly what I was talking about. So I don't know. I don't know. It's just but let's go on the Liberty Hall Bed and Breakfast. That closes in 21 minutes. All right, everyone, we have a ton of football left to cover. So let's get to that, too. Before we do any of that, let me tell you about my friends at Lake Kiwi Auto Group. Listen, now is the time to get the best deals of the year. It's saving season at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, and their team is ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, Lake Kiwi's got you covered, see it, Ramona, covered, with over 500 vehicles available. And they're tackling, Ramona, high prices with huge discounts on the vehicles you want to drive, like saving you up to $1,500 on new F-150s and new Ram 1500s. You can compare and contrast them right there. That's an unbelievable discount. Plus, Lake Kiwi is blocking high interest rates with attractive financing. So if you want a great deal, make the winning drive to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. They're between Clemson and Seneca, always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. Lake Kiwi's easy to find. They're on Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson. Shop online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. 864-888-1200. 864-888-1200. Where in this world, Ramona, the Liberty Hall Bed and Breakfast, where in this world do you please everybody? I promise you, there's no such thing as perfect 5.0 reviews, and yet that's what Liberty Hall Bed and Breakfast is. Texas said, it's still a mess, just came through it. That's from Ray. Oh, Ray was here already? Ramona, are you with me at all? Are you seeing Ray's message?
I'm not seeing Ray's message.
About the pound cake?
I don't see anyone at the door.
Well, I mean, just read what he said. He said, He said he left it at the door. Isn't that what it says?
Well,
I don't know. Oh, there he is. Yeah, you can buzz him in.
Yeah.
All right. We have miles to go before we sleep. Texas 701, I think that's Lumbee, says it is. Mizzou 27, Vandy 24. It says, my honest pick, I think Hardy is 120. Yeah, I think if Hardy is 120, then I think that could be a win for Missouri. I think that's what's going to dictate it any way you look at it. All right, Ramona,
right there.
We have miles to go, Ramona, before we sleep. So let's rock and roll. Let's rock and roll. Thank you, Ray. Ray makes the greatest pound cake in the history of the planet. It's just unbelievable. And Ray has kindly brought us pound cake. Remember last year, Ramona, you brought us pound cake? It was so good.
Yes, I do remember.
It was so good. All right, we have lots to get to. Again, Liberty Hall Bed and Breakfast up for grabs. 17 minutes. I need an upgrade on that bid. Let's go. I mean, you will have an amazing experience. And again, you get to contribute to the cause, and you get an amazing experience back for two nights, bed and breakfast, and the $100 gift card to 1826 Restaurant. So how about that? All right, Ramona, we have lots of football games to cover, including all the contest games, and we have to get to the road rage guarantees as well. So let's get all of that. Let's get going. All right. What is that? What did Nine Froze say? Where'd it go? Texas said, Nine Froze said, yesterday was an incredible day for donations and testimonials. Right, which is why we have not pushed the T for T to 5355 today, but you can still donate in that way if you would like. Nine Froze also asked, will any team give Will Muschamp a second chance? Not as a head coach, not right now, not with the openings that are available. I don't think. I he may get an opportunity at some point, but I don't think you're there. I don't think you're there now. All right. Let's get going, Ramona, with the you pick 'em games. You have all the games, including who picked whom.
I do.
Okay. I'm trying to see if I have them here. All right. Let's go from the top and break these games down. Again, you have 15 minutes left on the Liberty Hall Bed and Breakfast package. Just incredible opportunity. Somebody comes strong. Who's leading that, Ramona? Is it Joe?
Joe with 500
is leading that. So let's go. I need a bid of at least 600. And honestly, I thought we would get the full 1,000 for that. I thought that somebody would want to make that theirs and want to contribute to this cause in that way. So we have 15 minutes left to do that. All right.
Let's see. The first game is Mississippi at Oklahoma. What do you want to know? What I picked and then what?
Yeah.
Okay. I picked Oklahoma. I like to pick Oklahoma because I like Venables.
I'm sorry. You what?
I said I picked Oklahoma. I like to pick Oklahoma because I like Venables.
Oh, okay. So that's the reason?
Yes.
All right. I picked Oklahoma as well. I don't love this. I think Ole Miss is a dangerous team, and they certainly have way more offense than Oklahoma. I also think, no matter what I think of Lane Kiffin, I think he's a bright offensive mind, and I think he can do some things to Oklahoma that other people haven't been able to. It worries me. I don't think it's impossible that Ole Miss wins this game, but I had to pick somebody. And I sort of went back and forth on this game. I'm really not – I don't feel at all comfortable laying 4.5 with Oklahoma. I do think Oklahoma is good enough defensively to shut down some of what Ole Miss does. And the part that makes me think that Ole Miss – has a shot here or is that, well, let me flip to the Oklahoma side. From an Oklahoma standpoint, the reason I think they have a chance to cover this is because I think Mateer is a little healthier this week, and I don't think much of Ole Miss defensively. This is not the same team it was a year ago on defense, and we've seen some SEC teams in the past go to Oklahoma and die there. It feels like Lane Kiffin may have one foot out the door already, which is another element, I think, in this conversation. I think Oklahoma wins, and I think they cover, but I don't think this is easy. I think it's like 27-21 OU, something of that sort. I'm hoping to just slide by with Oklahoma in this deal and that Oklahoma gets a win. I also think it's a big game for Venables. It's not really a game Venables can afford to lose because he might not be coaching at Oklahoma if he does. And that's another job that could open up. I still think Venables is going to be there a long time, but this part of the schedule is tough coming up, and the Oklahoma people are not happy about that Texas game. They are not happy at all. They're really pissed off. So it's an interesting game. I think it's an important game for Venables. And I think Kiffin may have one foot out the door, so we'll see. What is that? Where did that text go? Did we get another bid there, Ramona? What does this say? John from Pendleton here. Yes, the donut guy that bought the kid Mercedes. How about that, Ramona? Listen to this, Ramona. John from Pendleton here. Yes, the donut guy that bought the kid Mercedes and understood what he was buying, too. Plaintiff number one, first ex-wife, and I rented the whole Liberty Hall for a wedding weekend. Unbelievable place. Easy to walk to the square. Can also schedule around and play Pendleton Playhouse. Clemson Little Theater. How about that? He said Liberty Hall also has a pickleball court. So how about
that's
that?
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, you get it. You get it all. John, plaintiff number one, he says, first ex-wife.
Not ex-wife.
No, first ex-wife. Plaintiff number one. That's just too funny. Robert and George says Oklahoma has 6 sacks and 7 tackles for loss and wins by at least 7. I hope so. Not sure. We shall see. We shall see. I'm not as confident as you. By the way, I have heard that Mark's wife, Sarah, Daredevil's wife Sarah has experienced some significant health issues, and she was in critical care in hospital. So our thoughts and prayers are certainly with Daredevil and his lovely wife Sarah. Hopefully she gets back to feeling better in very, very short order. All right. We're going to take a quick break here. We'll get back to the You Pick 'em games and the Road Rage guarantees. All that is coming your way. Quick break.
Are your kids climbing the furniture like it's their full-time job? Been there, done that. So save the furniture and really climb a wall at Blockhaven, Greenville's indoor bouldering gym. Think of it as the place where the whole family can burn energy, have fun, and maybe even find their next obsession. New to climbing? Awesome! They've got over 200 routes that change monthly, so there's always something new to try and plenty of ways to burn off that back-to-school energy. Even better, Blockhaven is built for all ages. Kids and adults climb the same walls, side by side. It's active, screen-free time that actually wears the little ones out. And hey, you might even have fun too. Just dropping in? Great! Want to come more often? They offer youth memberships, after-school clubs, camps, and even a competitive climbing team if your kid really catches the climbing bug. Mention the Roar at the front desk for 20% off your first day pass. So swing by Blockhaven, where your kids can climb higher, you can try something new, and nobody's stuck on the bench.
When the line goes down, minutes matter. Industrial Motor Service has your back with expert motor, pump, and gearbox service. Whether it's a repair or a replacement, Industrial Motor Service has you covered. For over 35 years, maintenance teams across the upstate have trusted IMS for fast turnarounds, reliable workmanship, and 24/7 support. Because downtime isn't just lost time. It's lost production. IMS, keeping the upstate running since 1989. Learn more at industrialmotorservice.com.
Looking for a scent that transforms your space? Line up your day with Buff City Soap's hand-poured candles and seasonal scents that you know and love. Made with plant-based soy wax and phthalate-free fragrances, Buff City Soap candles fill your home with long-lasting, clean-burning scent, never overwhelming, always unforgettable. From cozy and calm to bold and fresh, there's a Buff scent for every mood, and they make great gifts. Shop Buff City Soap today in Seneca at Hartwell Village or the shops at Green Ridge in Greenville.
At Ben Mason Insurance, we don't just provide insurance, we offer peace of mind to our upstate community. Whether it's auto insurance, home insurance, or life insurance, we're dedicated to safeguarding what matters most. Located at 188 Blaylock Road, Boiling Springs, we're here and ready to serve you. Call us today, 864-578-7100, and let us tailor a policy that fits your needs. Ben Mason Insurance, your trusted partner in protection.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows, and doors, roofing and decks, siding, and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability, and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
Parenting is hard. It's even harder if your child tells you they're in trouble with the law. What should you do next? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help. Nick and his legal team know the best options to help defend and protect your child and their future. Whether it's a DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, or a fake ID, Nick Lavery is here to help you and your child. For your free consultation, call 864-654-3680.
Everyone knows that Low Country Male is the best place to go for low testosterone and ED treatments. Did you know they also offer NAD, BPC, peptides, and GLP-1 programs? The best thing about Low Country Male is it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up. Our concierge plans start at just $220 a month and include testosterone, lab work, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and much, much more. We've been making men men again since 2016. 8 locations in South Carolina and Savannah. LowCountryMale.com.
The Club Car Onward Golf Cart is now available at Golf Cart Service in Spartanburg. This cart has the history of having superior design and performance compared to regular carts. These are the carts used at resorts, RV parks, beaches, and golf course neighborhoods. Dream up your cart design and let Golf Cart Service build it for you. Golf Cart Service is your authorized club car dealer in the upstate, where you can get an Onward cart today.
Visit our website, golfcartsc.com, to learn more, or visit us at 699 Southport Road. Get your club car onward today and really enjoy life.
Hey, Tiger fans, do you like the sound of live music, great food, and more, all to support a great cause? Well, the 4th annual Backyard Bash will be here before you know it, just around the corner on October 25th. Tickets are just $35 right now, all children 12 and under getting in for free, and just $20 if you're a student. All proceeds going to the Clemson Community Care. Bring a lawn chair, bring a cooler, get out to the White House on College Avenue backyard at 422 College Avenue, Clemson. And for more details, you can go to MonahanCo.com.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Your home for the Upstate's best sports talk radio 24 hours a day.
You guys are the best station in town.
You got the best radio station going.
You guys are the best, man.
We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Ray, that pound cake is like no other pound cake on earth. I don't even know what to say. I mean, it's just absolute insanity. I mean, you know, I used to think I didn't like pound cake until Ray started bringing that. Because pound cake to me was like dry and not this. I mean, this is just unbelievable. And that frosting he put on it is just incredible, too. And Ramona's going to be pigging out on a bunch of it.
I am.
Again, Ray, we can't thank you enough. It's just absolutely incredible. And you're just, you ought to be selling that, Ray, if you're not. I don't know why you're not. All right. We have lots to get to. We are 2.5 minutes from Liberty All Bed and Breakfast Package selling for $500, auction price of $500, which to me is like impossible because I really thought that somebody would come in, understand the reason, and with such a great opportunity and come in for $1,000, because that includes, they're throwing in the $100 gift card to 1826, which is unbelievable. So you get absolutely everything. Absolutely everything. It's just incredible. And Ray and Anderson said, is it okay to call that one the Walt? 100%. I would be honored, Ray. 100%. I'd be honored if you named that pound cake after me. That one. Oh, yes. 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 100%, Ray. Like I said, just incredible. All right. A minute and a half. Is someone going to come in and up this bid by at least $100 before the end of this? I mean, come on, let's go. Somebody out there, 600. Ray says done. Oh, good, good. Yes, Ramona, I 100% honored. I need a bid of 600 or more. And again, exactly 6:30, it's going to be closed. what a great opportunity for somebody, you know, do something, somebody you care about, somebody you love. Ultimate couples getaway, Liberty Hall Bed and Breakfast, just a beautiful, beautiful place. Like I said, 5-star reviews everywhere, everywhere. You'd be treated like royalty. That's what everybody says in all these reviews. And again, the $100 gift card from 1826 Restaurant. You've got it. You have it all in this package. I need an upgrade of at least $100. I'd love somebody to come in for $1,000 and make it yours, but there's only 28 seconds left. So if I don't see any upgrade in 28 seconds, it will go to Joe, and it's getting more and more likely that it is going to go to Joe. I don't see any update. So 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Joe, you have won the incredible package. Congratulations. Enjoy that. I know you will. What a great opportunity for Joe. Thank you, Joe. We appreciate that very much. All right, Ramona, we have games to get to. Before we do that, though, let me tell you about my friends at Underdog. Football season is in full swing. Underdog's the best place to get in on all the action. You can make picks and win money right now in South Carolina. Playing on Underdog's so easy. You just pick whether your favorite players are going to go higher or lower on stats like rushing yards, receptions, touchdowns, and more. There's plenty of that tonight. Get your picks right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. I'm in. I'm in on Mateer's number already. I took Mateer higher than 235. I think he's healthier. I think the Ole Miss D sort of sucks. And I think it'll be a fairly competitive game. And then I took who else did I take? What did I take? Where is it? I took Mestemaker. Yeah. I took Mestemaker of North Texas to go higher than 263.5. I don't know what that's at now. I took this at the start of the show today. That's with a 30% profit boost. It's Boostober. There are boosts on everything. I'm telling you, do the boost. Play every boost available on Underdog. It's the way to play it. It's Underdog. Download the app today. Sign up with promo code ROADRAGE. All capital letters, one word. To score $100 in bonus funds or bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code ROADRAGE. All capital letters, one word. Underdog. Make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus. Present in South Carolina. Term supply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/money. Get terms_dfs_.html for details. Consider the play, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit www.ncpgambling.org. You will 100% thank me later. Ramona, to the games, to the games, to the games. We both picked Oklahoma. What was the
was 10-2 Oklahoma.
Whoa, 10-2.
Yeah.
I'm a little surprised at that. Again, that's not how it works, people. These things are already figured out for you. Every game should be every breakdown should be like 6-6. There shouldn't be any 10-2. When it's 10-2, it favors the two. Who's the two? Who are the two?
Morgan and Mike.
Well, it may well favor Morgan and Mike. It may well, because there's no such thing as 10-2. All right.
The next one is Missouri and Vandy. Vandy.
It's easy for you to say.
I know, apparently.
And what do you do here, Ramona?
I took Vandy.
Oh, why?
Because I like what's-his-face, Pavia.
Since when? Since when? All you've done is belittle poor Pavia.
No.
Yeah.
No.
And his criminal brothers.
Yeah, his criminal brothers.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're out.
I also took Vanderbilt because I like the short, pudgy quarterback, Diego Pavia. I mean, I think he should probably win the Heisman Trophy. I think he's the most impactful player for his team in the country. Again, they play a slower style of football, so he's not going to throw for 300 yards every week. They're trying to control the clock. They're sort of doing what Georgia Tech does, and I think he does it even better than Haynes King does. I mean, is he as tough as Haynes King? I'm not sure anybody's as tough as Haynes King, but Pavia is a demon, and he just makes plays. I mean, this is like a short, pudgy guy who makes constant plays with his legs, which is hard to understand, and yet he does. Now, the concern for me from a Missouri standpoint is I like Drinkwitz. I think he's a tremendous coach, and I think Hardy is going to pose Vandy some problems. ultimately, the reason I took the Fighting Diego Pavias is because I like Pavia better than Prabula. Prabula sort of sucks. I mean, he Drinkwitz has found a way to scheme around him, and he's athletic, but he's just not very good. And I think that's the advantage that Vandy has. So, you know, if Vandy wins, it's going to be Pavia that rules the day. If Missouri wins, it's going to be the fact that Vandy couldn't stop Hardy, and it became a running game, and Missouri controlled it in that way. So we both took Vandy. We're both on the same side.
Yeah, everybody took Vandy.
What?
12-0.
12-0 Vanderbilt?
Yeah.
Okay, that's not happening. Okay. Again, that's not how it works. You can't be 12-0. The it's already built into the line. How can 12 of us have the same side? That just makes me want to change my pick, but it's too late. All right.
The next one is
12-0. 10-2 and 12-0.
Yes. Ooh. The next one is SMU at Insert Wake Forest. Sound.
What? SMU at Wake Forest?
Yes.
Okay. What do you do?
Wake Forest.
You did what?
I took Wake Forest.
Why?
Because they were the underdog people.
Yeah, SMU's really good. They just beat Clemson, and Wake Forest is really not good.
Yeah. Well, then why you go why? I'm taking the underdog.
You're not listening. Are you, Scoochie, repeat that. Is this thing working?
No,
hello.
It's working,
hello.
And I
testing.
Don't like your Spanish. So,
no,
took them
listen,
because they're
SMU,
the underdogs.
SMU.
I understand that while
okay,
I'm doing
okay,
my
me,
thing.
Okay. Oh, you're doing the two ways to win.
Yes.
Okay. Do you, just out of curiosity, do you understand that SMU has not lost a league game in 2.5 seasons?
I didn't know that, but it doesn't matter.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
No, I'm doing what
no,
I want to do.
That doesn't matter. Okay. No. Okay. No. So you're taking a crappy Wake Forest.
I am. And okay. You did too, so don't even... I can see. I can read.
I did. Yeah. I honestly, it's only for one reason. I just don't think Kevin Jennings can. There's just no way he can be healthy. And Wake can score some now. And SMU has issues on the back end defensively. So I think when you combine an injured Kevin Jennings with a healthier Wake Forest with the issues SMU has the back end of that defense. I think you have the recipe for a close game. SMU maybe wins, but the number we're playing is 3.5, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not like a trick question here.
This is not
win waltz money.
Else. I got a lot of things going on
okay.
Over here. I need
so
to go
is
back
it,
to the screen.
So it's 3.5.
Yes.
Okay. So I think SMU wins like 27-24 and just within the 3.5. So okay. I think it's that close. What kind of breakdown did you have?
Okay,
here?
You got 6-6 here.
6-6?
Yes. Oh, are better. You happy with
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I'm much
now?
Happier. Much
okay.
Happier. Yeah, I feel better. Now I feel like I'm on the right side. All right, next.
The next one is Illinois.
So we have the same picks for three games?
Oh, it gets. Most okay. of them we do.
Oh no.
Illinois.
You were 8-2 last week.
I was.
Yeah, you've been good. Yeah.
Illinois at Washington. Washington's 4.5-point favorite. We both took Illinois.
What's your reason there?
Because they're the
Ramona the Greek.
They're the underdog.
Oh, we're back to the two ways to win.
I'm trying it again.
Yeah, he's trying it again. Yeah, I'm going with Illinois because the two ways to win. Also, I think Illinois' physicality, their ability to run the football, will serve them well in this game. And I think Altmaier is just a really good college quarterback. Now. Look, you have explosiveness at the skill positions for Washington, quarterback, running back, and wide receiver. But I think the overall football team at Illinois might be better than the one at Washington. I think this is a real close game, and I actually think Illinois might upset them. I think it's like 24-21, 27-24, in that range. And I like Illinois here. I think that they cover and maybe win. What do we have for a breakdown here?
For the Illinois, Washington is 8-4 Illinois.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Hmm. It's a little disturbing. All right, so let me tell you about Bend Equipment and Supply. Listen, go to the website, BennettEquipment.com, BennettEquipment.com. The website has it all. Has all the info, everything you could possibly want. Bennett Equipment Supply has been in business a quarter century. Four locations, Piedmont Highway, Piedmont, 441 Partners Lane, Roebuck, 101 Stribling Road, Westminster, and 1897 U.S. 76, Hiawassee, Georgia. I heard Eddie Bennett the other day with Ben and Quark, and he was talking about how they have over 2,000 pieces of equipment. Over 2,000. All right? So, listen, if they don't have it, you don't need it. I mean, I think Ben said that. But that's the reality. If they don't have it, you don't need it. They have absolutely everything you could possibly ever want, providing with the equipment, the tools, the service, the parts, the hauling to get the job done, built to care, built to last, big enough to handle it, small enough to care. The marriage of Ben Equipment Supply with Takeuchi has been a great union. I mean, first of all, you can't go by a construction site and not see that combo. And I've seen it personally at my home. I have a Takeuchi excavator from morning to night just doing work. This is how it is. And Takeuchi's the best. I mean, they're just the best. Takeuchi works while others are being worked on. That's not a saying. That's a fact. Listen, Takeuchi came up with the world's first compact excavator in 1970, the world's first compact track loader in the mid-80s. Bennett Equipment and Supply, your source for all your rental needs, all your masonry needs, largest supplier of scaffold in the upstate, sales, rentals, service parts. You know, Eddie Bennett had this customer appreciation day the other day, and hundreds of people showed up. Ben and Quark were out there. Hundreds of people showed up for it. Why? Because everybody knows Eddie Bennett. Everybody knows Bennett Equipment and Supply, and nobody gives you more personalized care than Eddie Bennett and his team. So, look, if you need to buy it or rent it, get it from Bennett. You'll thank me later. Quick break.
No one wants it to happen to them, but unfortunately, chances are good that at some point, it'll happen to you. Roof troubles. It's one of the most important parts of your biggest investment. So when you need repairs or a new installation, you need someone who you can trust to get the job done right. You need Joe Robertson & Son Roofing.
As a family-owned and operated roofing company since 1965, Joe Robertson & Son have built a reputation for quality craftsmanship. It's why thousands of upstate home and business owners have chosen them for their roofing needs. Beyond providing quality work they're proud to stand by, Joe Robertson & Son Roofing also takes a client-first approach to their job. That means quality roofing, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. Put it all together, and it's easy to see why they're the upstate's premier roofing provider.
You can't cut corners when it comes to roof repairs and installation, so go with the trusted name in the upstate. Go with Joe Robertson & Son Roofing. Get started today by visiting them online at robertsonroofing.net.
Sitting here again today with our good friend Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asks, with the annual enrollment period upon us, will Gary or his agents service my area in Spartanburg? My plan is making a lot of changes.
Great question, listener, and thanks for asking. If you are not our customer already, you should be concerned. My customers get both a letter from their plan in September and my assessment of how their existing plan stacks up compared to the others in October. We sell the Big Seven companies and do not have a dog in the hunt. We want to help meet your needs. And yes, I have agents who work under my supervision who service all of South Carolina, North Carolina, and Georgia. Call today, 864-307-8484.
There you have it, listener. If you're not already Gary's customer, you may not be in the know. Give Gary a call today, 864-307-8484.
If you run a business, you need video. Video for your website, social media, but you don't know where to turn. We've made it simple. Take the Double Dog Video Productions Double Dog Dance. We produce your video, and if you don't like it, you keep your money. We keep the video, we part as friends. A little secret, no one's ever asked for their money back, and you are going to love your video. Check out our website, then give us a call, DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want to potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have 2-stall, 3-stall, and 4-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
Hey, Tiger fans. I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
Do you need to reboot your style? If your work boots kick the bucket, then get to Harrison. We're the boot capital of the world with more in-stock boots than anyone. Work boots, western boots, hiking boots, rain boots, and plenty of wow boots. Job site, rodeo, tailgate, honky-tonk, Harrison's has boots for all walks of life. But if you need to put your best foot forward, stop by Harrison, the home of work, western, and wow! Come see us in Malden and Sparkburg or shop online at harrisonsusa.com. Boots you're after, Harrison's has them.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, working with Snyder Tree Care, it's not a hard proposition.
We want to make sure you know that we are here to serve you, to care for your need, and to do things extraordinarily well. I would put my guys up against anybody in this nation. I mean, we are that well trained. Not that we're arrogant. We just work really, really hard at training and taking good care of our clients. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
Did you know that Ingles sells a huge variety of organic items, or that they run their own dairy, or that they only serve USDA Choice and Prime meat? Did you know that they have more local craft beer than any place else, or that they have Energy Smart stores, or that they professionally slice and package imported cheese from Europe? Did you know about their giant international aisle, local farm partnerships, curbside pickup, wine department, or that they donate 3,956 meals a day to local food banks? Well, now you do. It's all in the bag. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
The Roar, the only media outlet where you won't need a two-step authentication to access.
It's going
to
be exciting.
The Roar, where every day's game day.
Where it began, I can't begin to know.
Walt Dip Tulu Road Rage. Let me squeeze Looper in here quickly. We've got a lot of business we got to get to. Looper, good to have you, Looper.
Yeah. Well, the Clemson women's soccer won another one today.
There you go.
7-4-5, 4-2, 4-3-2 in the conference. Got one more left with Duke, and their four losses. I mean, the five ties, four ties with teams that's already ranked in the top 10. Four of their ties and get teams ranked in the top 10.
Yeah, how about that?
Amazing.
Yep.
Well, then they got Cal. They in the top 20, but they didn't. They ain't up. I think they round 18th somewhere, and they tied them. And the volleyball team, they play in Stafford. It's 8-8. Clemson won the first set, and they ranked fifth in the country. And had another score right here. They just another kill.
That's awesome.
Amazing. You know, it's amazing how these programs working. And we got sorry people on our football team that just want to walk around. You know what I saw last week? The club foot man. I couldn't make it. But he was smiling, walking around pretty good on the sideline.
His guy's my witness. Ramona saw him at the grocery store. I can't tell that old story, but Ramona saw him at the grocery store, and I asked, this was last night, apparently. I asked how he was walking, and Ramona said he was walking fine.
I'm talking about the game. He'd walk around kind of, jumping around, smiling. To get that money, I know Dabo, he's a nut. He's going to probably put him back in there. But my belief, I walked up to him after the game.
Wait a minute. Dabo went from King Dabo to he's a nut? He's probably going to put him back in there?
I'm talking about putting that club foot back in there. I walked up to him, and just say, "Hey, you see that bench you were sitting on? That's where you're going to be the rest of the year." A man went in there, threw over 300 yards, lose one of his good receivers, no running game, and we got a man been there four or five years, and he's just going in circles. I mean, that's what I do. You know, what I saw Saturday, I just tell him, hey, you didn't want to play? We ain't playing this clowny no more. That bench you sitting on, you can guard that water bucket over there. I wouldn't play him the rest of the year. I could go ahead and just let this man play, see what we do.
Thank you, Looper. How about that, Ramon? That's a little late Friday Looper lightning. There's a big difference between walking around and looking like you're not limping and having to play football. Those are not necessarily the same thing. Ramona, I have a brief little story for you before we get back to the action.
All right, go ahead.
This is from WYFF4 from Stephanie Moore. Marion County, South Carolina. Ramona, you're going to have to look up the photo of these two individuals. Marion County, South Carolina, Ramona. An 82-year-old South Carolina man. You want to try and guess? You want to try and guess, Ramona? An 82 years old, Ramona. An 82-year-old South Carolina man is among those charged after a violent roadside assault involving fists, a rubber mallet, and a boat paddle, according to the Marion County Sheriff's Office.
A boat paddle?
William Henry Thomas Jr., he's 82, and William Henry Thomas III, he's 58, of Lamar, were both taken into custody and charged with second-degree assault by mob following the assault on Saturday. Deputies said the altercation began while the suspects and the victim were traveling through Marion County. They said the vehicle came to a stop, at which point all parties got out and the situation escalated into a physical confrontation. Deputies say the victim was attacked using fists, a rubber mallet, and a boat paddle. So, Ramona, what we have here is an 82-year-old dude swinging a rubber mallet and a boat paddle.
A boat paddle.
And they've been arrested. He and his son have been arrested. Do you see the picture?
I see their mugshot. Oh, my God.
Honestly, Rhoda, I have seen
he
some.
He looks like he's really stunned that he's been arrested.
Yeah, he looks like he just found out that he gave the wrong answer on Final Jeopardy.
Yeah, and the other guy looks like he's been there before.
Yeah. Yeah, the other guy looks like a regular. I'm bored. I'm here for the 19th time. But the picture of the dad, is it, you know, normally you think 82 years old, you know, you're not out swinging with a rubber mallet and a boat paddle in a confrontation. I give you credit for that.
This is like a road rage.
Yeah,
thing?
Yeah, road rage. Yeah. Look, if I'm 82 and I'm getting arrested for swinging a paddle and a boat paddle and a rubber mallet, I'll be okay with that. It's a sign. I mean, the guy's vigorous at 82. You know, I give him some credit for that. At the same time, Ramona, look at him. Is it any wonder?
His why does his orange jumpsuit look very different?
Yeah, he looks like he got in a fight after he got there.
After he got the 82-year-old,
right? The 82-year-old looks like he got in a fight after he got there.
Yeah, but it looks like.
But he looks—he's completely puzzled by the whole thing.
He is. Yeah. Like, what did I do?
I have no idea what I did. You know, that was 10 minutes ago.
The dog dumped it in the garbage can. Trust me,
you know the old adage, a picture's worth a thousand words? You must look this article up.
You must see
the picture of this 82-year-old dude. You have to see it to believe
it. He's totally stunned that they arrested him, I guess.
Hey, Ramona, so that's what happened to Phil Donahue. All right, back to the games, Ramona.
Oh, that looks... he looks like he got in a fight after...
Yeah,
they
after
he
got to the police station.
Yeah.
He beat up a couple cops when he got to the station.
He probably did.
He hit him with his other paddle.
The cops probably were trying not, you know, to be gentle
right. Yeah,
and not
be gentle with
him,
them.
You know? And
gentle
he's
with him.
Going
yeah.
that, just going to town.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. That was a good story, Walt.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I got to get back to the game. Hang
yeah,
on.
Yeah. Get back to the game. That's how we
Here
do
it. Is.
Yeah.
Okay. Where were we? BYU and what? Who is that?
I don't know. You're the one looking at it.
It says SIU. Who is that? ISU.
Iowa State. BYU's at Iowa State.
Iowa State.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They're at Ames, Iowa. to play Iowa
well,
State.
Well, I took BYU.
Okay. And what was your reason
well,
there?
Well, first that, of all, I couldn't figure out who that was. And I was
obviously. Because, well, you know, firstly, you inverted the letters.
I was tired. And
yes, you're tired. So you couldn't figure out who BYU was playing. So you took BYU for that reason.
In this particular instance, yes.
In this particular instance, yes. Okay. I took Iowa State. Just because I don't think BYU is good enough to be unbeaten. I don't like Iowa State. I've made that clear all year, and maybe that'll rule the day. Iowa State's tough at home at Ames. And I think any of these unbeaten teams at this point of the year, I've said this all my entire career in radio and before, you know, look, it's hard to go unbeaten. And when you're an unbeaten team and you get later in the season, you can't stop laughing at the 82-year-old dudes, right?
Sir. Texter 934
yeah.
says 82 is the new 60.
It is. And again, the look on his face is like, it's like he's saying, what the blank, you know? Like let's go
like,
again.
I didn't do anything.
I have another paddle. I have another paddle for you.
You want some more of this?
Can you imagine? Like, look, road rage happens. This is not just the name of this show. It's a belief system.
It does.
And I hate, like, most of you drivers. So it's a belief system. If I'm like down in Marion County, whatever, and I'm traveling along, I get in some road rage thing, and these two yahoos get out of that car.
These two yahoos. Can you imagine?
They're going to have the advantage. Because I'm going to be on the ground laughing my A off. You know?
Yeah, can you imagine when the guy... They probably, when they jumped out of the car and just started running over there, at first you're probably like, shock. This is really ancient old man.
You see this 82-year-old with a paddle coming at you. You just want to laugh.
And then you go, wait a minute, they're about to beat me up for that.
Until the paddle hits you in the head. Whack. Yeah, now it's not so funny anymore.
Bad,
it was really funny when dude got out of the car with that paddle, but when he whacked you upside the head with
it
became less
cops,
amusing.
Did it say how many cops it took to stop fighting?
I don't know. It's just the whole thing. This dude, the 82-year-old, the mugshot, and the paddle, and the whole thing, the implements of destruction. It's like they were armed with these things, Ramona. It's like they apparently have this happen a lot.
They can't fit in the car.
Yeah, that's right. Next time, dude, you're not going to sneak up on anybody. They're going to be ready for you and your paddle, 82 or not.
That's right.
You come at me with the paddle.
That's right.
All the rules are off. There's no more rules at that point. All right, Ramona, what's next?
The next one is...
How many games are left?
There's a few. Okay, the next one
Thanks
is...
Thanks for narrowing that down.
Texas A&M.
Yeah.
At LSU.
Yeah, okay. What did you do?
I don't like LSU.
Yeah, no one does.
I didn't take them.
No one does.
I took Texas A&M.
Yeah, this is one of my regret games. As I've said, I took LSU. If I could do it again, I probably wouldn't. I'd probably take A&M. My concern about A&M was that Moss was out. You know, and I thought about right in bed and changing this one, but... I'm also concerned about the beating Nussmeier took last week. I thought he got really just drilled several times, and he's already
hit with a paddle.
Yeah, he's right. He's already not healthy. Yeah, it's like he got hit by an 82-year-old with a
now
paddle.
Now they're gonna say that.
Yeah,
that defensive line was like getting hit with
That's
a
right.
paddle.
That's right.
By an 82-year-old man.
That's right. Imagine the velocity.
And the victim goes, it was all in slow motion, but I couldn't stop it.
That's right. It all happened so slowly, I couldn't believe my eyes.
I was in shock.
He hit me 9 times with a paddle. I wasn't sure whether I had been touched. I didn't know whether I could strike back.
But then I had to make sure I pressed charges because I can't tell my friends I got beat up by an 82-year-old man.
That's right. I had some blood in my ear. All right,
the next one is Texas and Mississippi State.
And what line are we playing in this?
Texas is 6.5. I went and took Texas because I thought maybe they were good.
Yeah, no, they're not.
They're not?
No.
Well, where did I get the idea of doing
know.
Good?
Before the season.
Oh, man, that was last season?
In a way.
Darn it.
Yeah.
It's stuck in the back of my brain.
I took Mississippi State only because, I mean, I don't know if Texas can score enough to cover 6.5. I mean, you know, Texas has basically played one good game all year against Oklahoma, which is why the Oklahoma people are still not so enamored with Venables. But that's really the only good game they played. I mean, I think Texas will probably find a way to win. I think it's like 20-17 or something. You know, the Texas defense is very good. They're very good in the red zone. They're especially good at goal line situations. They just don't allow people to score inside the one. So I took Mississippi State. So we went opposite here. All right.
The next one's Kansas State at Kansas.
Yeah. Yeah, for a year, I said I was taking Kansas in this game, and then I took Kansas State. And now the money's going on Kansas. Let me tell you something. Daniels for Kansas is playing out of his mind. I mean, he's playing brilliant, brilliant football. I mean, he's quietly one of the best quarterbacks in America. The thing is, the Kansas can't stop the run at all, and Kansas State finally started to run Avery Johnson 3 games ago, like I've been begging him to all offseason. So I took K-State. What do you do?
That's Kansas State also.
Okay, what else?
And then we got Arizona State, Houston. Arizona State 8.5.
That's the other one that I would have swapped. So what did you do here?
Arizona State.
Yeah, I did too, but I didn't.
Alabama and South Carolina. Alabama.
I took South Carolina. We're done. I'll see you Monday.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Nobody does dual enrollment like Tri-County Technical College. It's never too early for you and your child to think about college. The dual enrollment program at TCTC offers the opportunity to take 2 or more dual enrollment classes, and it's a cost-effective way to earn college credit. Your student can get a jump start on college, saving time and money. You and your child have options, so why not discover what dual enrollment at Tri-County can do for you? Find out more at tctc.edu/DE.
Welcome to the Ingles Table, a delicious destination with recipes galore. Need to whip up a dessert, entree, side dish? No problem. The experts from the Ingles Table take you through it step by step with expert tips and advice along the way. Find the Ingles Table at ingles-markets.com or swing by the store and pick up your free copy of the Ingles Table magazine. And let's get cooking. Ingles, low prices.